Welcome back, Changemakers. I've got a question for you, though. What type of changemaker are you? It's a really important question. Knowing your value, knowing the contribution that you can make to a team is really important so that you can make the biggest impact possible. When you join a team, if you know how you can make your best contribution, you can get started straight away. There's no hesitation. And that's why knowing what type of changemaker you are can make a big difference to your career as it progresses. So this is the first in a small series I'm going to do, explaining how you can be the best changemaker possible. And this one is all about the playmaker. So let's get started. So what is a playmaker? It's a really descriptive term. You can imagine in a football sense or in a sporting sense, the playmaker is at the heart of the action, looking over everything that's going on, able to orchestrate the activity. In fact, if it was an orchestra, the playmaker is the conductor, bringing people in at the right moment, thinking about the overall piece and working out how it all comes together. The playmaker is the person that can make it happen. They make change happen through people, and they're able to do that because they've got a great idea of how the people and processes work most effectively. So they can look around at a problem and see which person is going to make the biggest impact. Bring in that game changer when they might need them. Understand where everyone can make their best contribution at the most vital moment. So in terms of their value to others, it's about teams. It's about teaming people most effectively. Now, sports analogies are really obvious here. That coach who knows how to work with every member of their team, who needs an arm put around them, who needs a kick up the backside to make them work effectively. But the ethic that they will bring into that team is everybody's working together for the benefit of everyone else. So collaboration is 100% what a playmaker is all about. As a result, they're really good at helping teams overcome their issues. They're able to smooth things over and help people understand the trivial things as well as the vital things. So what the playmaker does is put people into context. And from a change perspective, that's vital. So what sort of skills does the playmaker have? Well, first and foremost, it's all about teaming. The playmaker knows how to bring groups of people together and helps them function as a team. They're also a good coach. They've picked up the skills of a coach, whether that's professionally or just through their own experience. They've learned how to get the best out of people. And one of the other skills they've got is facilitation. Think about it. What a facilitator does is sits down with a group of people and facilitates the activity in such a way that they deliver on time, on budget, every time. So teaming, coaching and facilitation, that's what you want a playmaker for. So how do you know if you're a playmaker, or how can you recognize a playmaker out there so that you can bring them into your team? You'll be able to recognize them by their values and behaviors. So when someone proposes that we need to get something done, the playmaker's first thought and their first intention is who's going to be involved? How do we get the right people in place at the right time? They're less concerned about the content. They'll be thinking about that in the background, but their first thought is, who are the best people to get involved right now? They have that collaborative mindset all the time. They're also incredibly emotionally intelligent. It's a tough job getting people to work together, bringing individuals together, stars maybe, and getting them to perform as a unit. So their emotional intelligence is always one step ahead, ensuring that the barriers between people are reduced and minimized and eliminated altogether. Because what the playmaker does is protect everybody in that environment. Just about the only time you'll see a playmaker upset is when other people in the team are upset. Because the playmaker wants everybody to get on, because they recognize that that's the only way things get done, the playmaker will leap to the defense of the people around them. So there'll be that angry captain that you see in the sports teams. They'll be the person who gets really upset if you've hurt the people around them. Because you see, the intention of a playmaker is to maximise the contribution and the growth and the development of everybody involved. So is that you? Are you that playmaker? Or do you have a playmaker in your team? Whichever way round it is, you now know the vital contribution that a playmaker makes to your team. So next up is going to be the game changer. So listen out for that one soon.